This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. I was in Minnesota the past couple of days, as I think I mentioned, and you pretty much couldn't turn around without somebody there talking about the state fair. Something like 2 million people visit the fair during its 12-day run, going on now through Labor Day, by the way, should you be in the Twin Cities. There's live music, lots of fried food and sweets, rides, animals as well, cows, pigs, lambs, the whole deal. Also, politicians talking about the issues of the day with voters, issues like the trade war. Minnesota Public Radio's Elizabeth Dunbar talked to fairgoers about the fair and about free trade.
On the first day of the state fair, dozens of people are braving a long line and clouds of barbecue smoke for an $8 pork chop on a stick.
So the pork chops were worth the wait?
Oh my gosh, they were fantastic.
A short stroll away from the pork chop stand, the live version. In the swine barn, you can pet a piglet, pick up some state fair fashion, pink paper headband with pig ears, and maybe even ask a real farmer or two how they're doing.
Being a hog farmer right now is hard. It's really hard.
That's Wanda Patchy, who's volunteering at the swine barn. She raises more than 4,000 pigs a year in a town called Welcome, Minnesota. Retaliatory tariffs Mexico and China have placed on U.S. pork products are hurting farmers like her who depend heavily on export markets. She's getting less than $100 a pig today. That covers the cost of the piglet and the grain needed to help it reach market size, but little else.
We're probably losing at least $30 to $40 a head, so we got to get the tariff situation figured out for our country.
A $12 billion ag bailout the Trump administration announced this week might provide some relief, but most farmers I talked with would much rather get a good price for their crops than get a federal handout. For now, Patchy is cheerfully encouraging state fairgoers to buy pork, even as she feels battered by the trade war.
We're really very proud of what we do. We love growing food for people. And I'm just like, open those markets up for us. Let us do what we do best.
You'll get a different take on tariffs from many people who make their livings from mining, like Bob Ryan. He's working at the United Steelworkers booth, handing out insulated sleeves for soda and beer cans. Ryan says he does understand why many food growers are opposed to recent U.S. trade policy.
I feel terrible for the farmers that are impacted because of decisions that are made far above anybody's pay grade that I know.
But he supports U.S. tariffs, specifically the ones on steel and aluminum imports. It was just 4 years ago when nearly 2,000 workers in Minnesota's iron ore mines and taconite processing plants were laid off. Entire communities suffered, and the region blamed China for dumping steel into the U.S. market. Ryan credits tariffs for helping turn things around.
We are running at 100% capacity at all of our mines.
Minnesota's not just mines and farms, of course. The state is the headquarters of giant companies like Target and United Healthcare. Bob Cooterly works just a few miles away from the fairgrounds at the University of Minnesota. He's a professor of international trade and investment policy. He says in the big picture, Minnesota is not the kind of place that's going to benefit from current trade policy.
Unlike some states, Pennsylvania, Ohio, that have been terribly battered by the changing global economy.
Minnesota, he says, is likely a net loser in the trade war. In St. Paul, I'm Elizabeth Dunbar for Marketplace.